Let us do our best to cultivate the bodhicitta motivation or the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. With that kind of motivation, we should engage in this teaching. Let me read a couple of paragraphs to give you an oral transmission of the text.
三个过了节奏时呢，就把这些我写的，他们这些的，所以说看到这些，也大么个嘛，个个性我看到这些同事，我天天过的时候的话，嗯，你通常的那样，在国外结婚是，马上的情况结婚是，因为他们天天是，就当的每个我们都把那底下呢，所有的我的每个看到都些呢，通通都说，所有都天天是过婚是，嗯，我这些我在地来呢，每同胞每对长来呢，这个过日子就。
这个多多都在三套子中去，到老下去也是像呢。因他那么养三套子，别养就三套子当的呢。因那三家的用过用那样，天天在呀，六大人如何是？你在兄弟，因他不晓得三套子，我不是下送，因他那下去，因天天生把那家人的人都说是那三套子给东给，天天喜欢是，天天老人现在的多啊。
嗯。
We are on page 44 of the third volume of the great treatise on the stages of path and enlightenment for the Lamrim Chemo by Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa. We are in the middle of the page where it starts, some set an image before them and immediately meditate on it while staring at it, and so on. And we stopped with Ajahn Kamal Srila's passage from stages of meditation in the middle of page 45. Now let's try to refresh our mind with what we were talking about last week. We said that there are many different types of focused objects that we can choose from for our serenity or calm abiding or shamatha meditation. Okay? But that being said, because there's a wide range of selections, right? But the recommendation that's being made by many great masters is that we should take an image of Tathagata or Buddha as a focus for serenity because it serves multiple purposes or the benefits. Okay? So we talked about that maybe we ourselves, have studied on our own or have a statue or a painting or image of Buddha, that if we can really have a very close up look at that Buddha and try to create that image of the Buddha in our mind and then focus on that image of the Buddha inside our mind. Yeah. Or if you don't have those resources, right, we are clueless about what really Buddha looks like, then other option is that, we could request a qualified, guru or a lama master to give us instruction on the Buddha's, form and image. So our teacher can describe in detail, what Buddha looks like and all the features, right? So based upon that kind of instruction, we can form an image of a Buddha inside our mind and focus on that image. So our object of meditation or focus is not out there, so to speak, whether it's the Buddha or whatever, but it's the one inside our mind. So that's what we call creating the generic image of a Buddha, to use a technical term. And so although it's not really discussed in this particular Lamrim at this point, but in some other related texts, there's mention of, at what level should we visualize or imagine the Buddha, okay? And so it is said that we could, set the image of the Buddha at the level of our eyes. Yeah, not too high, because that could generate what we call, excitement, okay, or distraction. But not too low, because that could, give rise to laxity or dullness. So set it at the right level. Because now when we set sight at the level of eyes, we are not saying that our eyes are meditating on the image, right? As if we are staring at the Buddha image. Like, okay, you're there, Not that kind. But that's the kind of level where we visualize our, Buddha in our mind. And so at the beginning, we should be kind of satisfied with what we call, is this working?
Yeah.
We should be satisfied with the outline of a Buddha. Right? And don't be too much concerned about the specific details and the features of the Buddha, right? Don't try to make effort like, okay, I got to see the Buddha's eye clearly. Now, where's his nose? Right? Well, I am adding those details, right? Just to make a point. Because if we do that, then what happens is it's going to damage the stability of the mind. Because right now our challenge is we're not able to set our mind on the object, right? When we try to go into too much details, then that becomes sort of a distraction in a sense. Yeah? So be satisfied with that what we call the gross outline of the feature of a Buddha. Yes, this is what the Buddha looks like. Yeah? Then try to set our mind on that image. Now as we get better and better at it, now we say, okay, now I can hold that general outline with Buddha in our mind. Now we can fill in the details. Now we can work on the fine details, as you would say, to clarify the different features of the Buddha. Okay? So that's the process. That's the way to go. So in terms of what we call making the image of the Buddha in our mind very clear, that's called clarifying the image, in Tibetan called Sena. One of the greatest masters of our time, if you will, many of you might remember a footnote, is the previous, his most eminence, Song Rinpoche. Yeah? And Song Rinpoche said that according to the Sakya tradition of Tibetan Buddhism, you know, what they said is that, I mean, you go with every detail, right? When you're trying to paint the detail, so you kind of try to build a clear image of the Buddha's eyes. Then once you have that, move to other features, nose, whatever. He said, but if you do that, it'll take too long, you know? Because you're investing so much in getting like clarity of every features of the Buddha that it's going to take too long. So he said, first be kind of work with that, you know, general outline of the Buddha's image. And once you have certain stability with that, then try to clarify that image. But you can do that more on sort of a collective level, right? You can say, oh, this is what the Buddha's face looks like. Not just like Buddha's nose, eyes, ears, like that. That's too much, right? Okay, I'm going to clarify Buddha's face. That's one collective, right, collectively. Then maybe build onto the next features, right? In that way, he said, when you generate, trying to clarify Buddha's image, almost like collectively, right, one, that is much better. It takes much lesser time, okay? So what we said is that, you know, we could use any kind of representation of Buddha, whether it's a statue, whether it is a painting, whether it is any kind of image or, you know, picture, now so we can talk about. But the thing, once we really create the image of that Buddha in our mind, we should create as if there's a living Buddha inside us. Not like we are looking at a static image of a Buddha or a kind of a, you know, what you call lifeless statue there. Yeah? So we're really feeling that, okay, Buddha is inside my mind, you know, who's always going to interact with me and speak to me, right? We have to really imagine there's a living Buddha in our mind. It's very important. because you know some, you know, have how should I say, made this kind of proposition that when we meditate on Buddha's image, you know, we can put the Buddha's image in front of us and then kind of look at it, stare at it. Okay, but as I mean, you can see here in the Lam Rim, as one of the great masters called Lobun, you know, Master Yishi there in the middle of page 44, that's not the right way to go. Okay, we don't put a Buddha's image in front of us and look at it, you know, because the reason is our sensory consciousness or consciousnesses are not meditating. It's not our eye consciousness, the visual consciousness that's doing meditation. The one that's doing meditation is the mental consciousness, right? So if that is the meditator, then the image of the Buddha has to be generated in our mind, not out there, and then look at it like, okay, that's Buddha, right? No, because eye consciousness is not doing meditation. It is the mental consciousness that's involved. So that's why, I mean, the technical term we use is, as we said, dunchi, generic image of a Buddha, or just a representation or image of the Buddha in our mind, and then focus our mind on that, and think that that is a living Buddha in your mind. No, So it depends on, you know, how much you know, we know about Buddha, really. And then we can think of that Buddha as a living, breathing Buddha, you know, who has this golden radiance. And as we talked about this before, Buddha is not yellow, but has that radiance of a refined gold. And we can think like, you know, Buddha is giving this amazing kind of teachings to suit the needs of all, you know, kinds of dispositions. So whatever teaching we have received on the characteristics or the qualities of the Buddha, we try to remember those things. So when we add those qualities to the Buddha, this breathing Buddha, then that really helps us to appreciate, you know, our interaction with the Buddha and generate faith in the Buddha. Because this is not a static image, right? This is like, you know, ready to talk, or maybe talking Buddha, right, in our mind. Towards the end of page 44, it says, it is stated elsewhere that at first you focus on the gross features, and later, when these are solid, you must focus on the subtle. Yeah. So which means that as we talked about earlier, we create or generate a general outline of a Buddha's image in our mind. Yeah, we find with that. And then, you know, if you want to sort of clarify that image, go with the gross features. Means, you know, like maybe the head or like the arms. And like the grosser ones, not the nose and the ears and the eyes and eyebrows, and like that's too many subtleties, like details. Just go with the ease, you know, what we call the, you know, the limbs of the Buddha, right? Then once we're good with that, then we can fill in the details, right? After all, we really want to visualize or see a Buddha with all the characteristics, fine details, right? But that's our goal, but that's the approach, you know, we should, you know, adopt. And also, you know, as it's stated on page 45, For if you cultivate concentration by moving to many dissimilar objects of meditation, it will be a great impediment to achieving serenity. So we must not change our focus on the objects of meditation right, every now and then, right? If you allow me to add my footnote, right? Just like, oh, I'm getting kind of fed up with this one. I'm going to change this one. No, can't do that. So don't focus on too many objects because that itself becomes an obstacle for cultivating serenity. Now, even when we stick with one Buddha's image, don't change the shape or the size of the Buddha, right? One day, it's just like a huge Buddha. The next day, it's kind of a middling version of the Buddha. And the next time, it's kind of a small, teeny-beeny bit of a Buddha, right? And you can't, because that's a distraction. You know, stick to one size that you define originally, and then if our mind is getting distracted, bring mind home, put it back, right? But don't increase the size of the Buddha at different times of the days, like, you know, big Buddha, small Buddha, little Buddha, and all that, because that is, becomes a distraction.
Deo ne dingin de jebe hyung sen de sa de de ngorim sum so sum so wa tong ma dingin de jebe se mi ba je ko ne ong de jin de de ba she ji mi ba ma bo bo ma sum so pa 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 u chang un se wa sung de mi ba je le ten su du yi ji sam ba tem ba sha mi ba ma bo yi ba le yi ni nyu mu chu ba jur xie sam tiêu zhi bì gà su sung la lam zhong lè jiang mì bà kè ru jìg tà la yì nì gà la xia bà xia xì jìg tà la xì ngè bì xie sung bì ngè sung gì cì gì sung su si xie tà 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 tì mì bà jìg la xia tì zhi bì tì rò wà tì yì nì tì ngè tì zhi bì tì bì yì nì gò rù sung dà yì nì sà tì tì zhi gàng gà dà mù zhi bì tì mì bà jìg kè ru xia wù sung xia si ngè sung sung xia si yì tì zà mà xì tà tà tì tì sung xia si gà rì sà lōbōng bāwū kī sōng tī tāna, āni tāmbō rīpī tāna, mīkbā chī kārāng shī kōmī, tī mā tēng pā tī mīkbā bō kā shē na, āni sēm yīmū wū chōng rūgō rē, sē āni tēng āni tī rūgō mā rī sōng shā sī. Āni chō chī kā mīkbā kārsa, kārūng chī kā thā lā sē chī tī, chī kā sī tī tāna, āni yī sōng lē yā mē bē, āni chī kā kēsī shē wā rē, chī tī jē yō mā yī mē jī, tēng āni tī mā chō pā tī, chō tā nā mīkbā kā sī 家东开始不能那个了哇，我觉得这个让学过的，现在没办法忙，我不能如果忙这事，我得空的意思。
So what we said is that we really need to settle down on one image of a Buddha and stick to that, right, until we develop serenity or calm abiding. Yeah, once we have calm abiding, then we can engage with, you know, hundreds of other objects. That's fine. But until then, we cannot change our focus too many times, and that's going to be distraction. So now we have many authoritative sources to substantiate that point. I mean, that's a definite thing. It's not an option B or you choose it, right? It just says this is what it is, okay? And so the sources we have are great Indian master Acharya Kamal Shila's Stages of Meditation or Bhavanakrama. Okay? We have great Indian master Acharya Asanga's Sharvaka Bhumi or the Levels of the Hearers. We have great Indian master Acharya Aryasura, or it's also called Acharya Veera, Veera's Compendium of Perfection, or Paramita, Samasa. And then we have great Indian master Atisha sitting over there. He is the Bodhiprada Pratipa, or the Lamp of Path and Enlightenment. So these are like the most authoritative sources we have, who all agree on the same thing, that stick to one focus, okay? Don't be too much creative and genius and, you know, change every now and then. And so here, Aryasura in Compendium of Perfection states, I quote, solidify your mind's reflection by being firm on one object of meditation. Letting it flow to many objects leads to a mind disturbed by afflictions. If we change our focus too many times, then the afflictive emotions arise and that becomes disturbing. Yeah. Then the Adisha says in the Lamp of Path and Enlightenment, I quote, settle your mind in virtue on any single underlined, like it's not underlined, but I'm underlining it, object of meditation. Yeah, so that's what it is, right? We have to just stick to one focus until we develop serenity. Once you have serenity, you can change, you know, your focus.
mī bā yīndi gōrū tāngbō lē kāngi sē yīla shēba kūpa shēba tī sē 这些都可能是一直是吧，苦吧的，苦是能打，工资现在这苦下是苦是最空的，是吧？开销了，反正苦的学生是苦是吧？我觉得现在差不多是苦了吧？我第一次来呢，看看这闽南这个话的，是肯定要看这是那苦工作嘞，那就准备别个工业这个东西就业了没吧？那时候不去这个没别那么忙的干这多，还送说是，现在他在那边过不久嘛，现在忙着可能是吧？我现在穿啥呢？那边把开始包南这个的时候是吧？他开始，这些都可能是一直是吧苦吧的，苦是能打，工资现在这苦下是苦是最空的，是吧？开销了，反正苦的学生是苦是吧？我觉得现在差不多是苦了吧？我第一次来呢，看看这闽南这个话的，是肯定要看这是那苦工作嘞，那就准备别个工业这个东西就业了是吧？去找忙包没吧？送下是，我觉得现在这边东西他没把忙包包外面的，现在如
So in the middle of page 45, we have a passage from Kamal Shila Stages of Meditation, which basically says, which reads, only when you have earned concentrated attention should you focus in detail on the particulars of objects, right? So what that means is, concentrated attention is another way of saying that only when you have calm abiding or shamatha, once you have it, right, then you can focus on particular details and many different kinds of things, like we call aggregates and constituents. And also, in a sutra called Unraveling the Intended Meaning Sutra, it also says that once you have serenity, then you can focus on any number of things, such as we call it 18 types of categories, I shouldn't say, not types, 18 categories of emptiness or 18 emptinesses. Okay? Why? Remember, some time ago we talked about, we are not cultivating calm abiding for the sake of cultivating calm abiding. That's not our goal. We have much greater purpose. Once you have it, then our goal is either to find nirvana or liberation from samsara, which, definitely needs the realization of emptiness. So therefore, now we need to use the serenity to focus on emptiness, right? Or our goal is to become a Buddha for the benefit of all other beings. Now we need to use the serenity to cultivate bodhicitta to focus on emptiness. Okay? So that's why in the Unraveling of the Thought Sutra, there's mention of how once you have calm abiding, then you can focus on any number of things, such as 18 emptinesses. So I think it's important for us to really know, at what level or stage that we are talking about these different issues. Well, I remember one of the things we talked about before is, maybe for some of us, we first have to maybe start our meditation with breathing meditation, right? Inhaling and exhaling our breath, because that needs to help us to calm down our mind. But we should remember, why is that? That's at the initial stage, right? Once you have serenity, you don't want to go back to breathing meditation, right? Because now you achieve the goal. Because just simply focus on the breathing, we are not going to achieve anything. Okay, that's not the purpose, right? So we have to understand at what level or stage we are talking about these different matters. And also, as Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa Ojedam, which is sitting next over me here, said, as Geshe-la quoted the stanza from his memory, he said, once you have calm abiding or serenity, that is as firm as Mount Meru. Remember, the king of mountains? The king of mountains sits majestically and firmly, not going to move an inch. Okay? Once you have that kind of stability of the mind, serenity, then you also have developed the ability to direct your mind to any virtuous focus that you would like to. Your mind's capability has grown exponentially, that it flows to any focus you want to drive. That is quite an achievement, isn't it? It can sit like a rock, to use modern version, And it can flow like a river to any object, right? Once you have that, right, then you are in a good situation to make a, you know, a spiritual progress.
Teda Thomas Sim Khalen Zimbe, Migde Nyibe Tsen, and what a shining the Guy Ko Shin Dang Shavni Rimbashi and Deuce. Lengasun
At the bottom of page 45, where it says, visualize several times in sequence the head, two arms, and the rest of the trunk of the body, and the two legs. So this refers to remember how we start off with the general outline of the Buddha's image in our mind. Okay? We don't worry too much in the beginning about the clarity of the features. Remember, when cultivate calm abiding, you know, we have to think about stability of the mind and the clarity of the focus, two things, right? So what should we be more concerned with initially, if you ask, that we should be more concerned with, you know, stability of the mind, you know, rather than the clarity. So don't be too anxious about, like, okay, I can't see Buddha clearly, right? I have to, you know, work on that one, you know, because that becomes a distraction, okay? Just keep the anxiety at, you know, bay. Don't, you know, just be, I mean, you may not be that happy, although it's the word you satisfied, probably that's maybe not the word, it should be contented, okay? When you imagine Buddha's outline, yeah, you don't see him really clearly, so you're not really satisfied, right? But be contented with that, okay? This is how it is, goes, okay? So once you start to develop stability of that image, then you can clarify the different features of the Buddha. Yeah, so that is the approach that we talk about here. So here, I think the approach is slow and steady. As you said, wins the race. Well, we didn't say that win, but that's the way to go, slow and steady with the generic image of the Buddha. And once we have stability, then we worry with the clarity of the focus. Okay. So, at the bottom of page 45, over the leaf 46, we're talking about how in the beginning or at the initial stage, if we are too much concerned with the clarity of the focus and work on that, we may, you know, get better clarity of the focus, But then, you know, it's going to be a distraction for cultivating serenity or stability of the mind. Okay? So, so from the long-term perspective, this is, it's detrimental to cultivating serenity. So instead, what we should do is focus on the stability of the mind, being able to set our mind on the focus, right? And then slowly, slowly, as we pick up the stability, we work the clarifying the focus, right? In that way, when we achieve stability, that really augments clarifying the focus of the mind. So that's the way to go, and this is what has been said about by a great Indian master Yishide, and so we need to follow his instruction. No,
tab tu met ge go ye den ni hai chep karza na ba chek ka na na ya nga te bi mi ba kharu chek le mi so so de hine i ding in ji zhe ba go ba zu yin bi shi so hine zhe ba le ji mi ji mi ba tin ge se na xi da ke shi bo me bro wa
on page 46 the second paragraph reads as for the manner in which the object of meditation appears you can describe two sets of four possibilities. That's a technical term. In the debate court here, we can talk about, the different modes of, doing business. He said, well, there could be more than those four modes. We talk about them anyways, because it depends upon individuals. Individuals have quite a wide range of capacity in different things. So people might have different experiences with regard to their focus. So that's the main point here. And another thing mentioned in the following paragraph is that when in the context of tantric practice, where we practice what is called deity yoga. So you have a particular meditational deity, right? And, oftentimes in the highest yoga tantra, in the footnote, you generate yourself in the form of that deity. Okay? So in this case, we talk about the divine pride and the divine appearance. So in this context, when we visualize or generate ourselves into the deity, the clarity is also very important, okay? Because that's a clear appearance, divine appearance has to be there. We have to work hard with that. Okay? But that's in the tantric context. Because right now, we are talking about calm abiding outside the tantric context or non-tantra practice. It's a sutrayana practice. So therefore, at the beginning, even if we don't have very much clarity of the focus, but be contented with that, not so much satisfied. Be contented with that and work with it. Don't worry about the clarity. But in the tantric deity yoga practice, we do need to worry about that. Okay, so those are two different contexts, and don't, second footnote, don't make a chow mein here, right? Mix it up.
Yeah. Simpson, the domain job, number heavy thing, the Simpson Gola. They are Shunzej, great jealous song, because they are Shunzej, great jealous song, great Chashi Gashi, Chesaw, Nana Telasong. They may sell a song, not jealous song was. They made that Dagi in the Senna Gomer say, Jita Hinedo, do him to Hazar Miaira, that the Rebun Senna Shatomaja Marwa, Tigas that the
So we start off with the general outline of a Buddha's image in our mind, and as we develop kind of a little stability with that image, then we might start to work on the clarifying the image of the Buddha, right? So we go that with, as we said, at a gross level, right? Maybe we want to think about the Buddha's face first, right? Or maybe, you know, Buddha's arms or something. So sometimes when we're doing at certain level, you know, our mind might start to work on certain aspect of a Buddha, whether Buddha's eyes or Buddha's face or Buddha's head, and then, you know, that becomes a little clear. It's okay, just follow that. So once you kind of lose the clarity, go back to the general outline of the Buddha's image. So it's okay. We're working at, in a kind of sense of like multiple levels here, isn't it? Yeah. We keep it the generic focus. We don't lose it. But then once at a certain point, we also work on different aspects of the Buddha. And if that becomes clear, we stick to that. Or then we, you know, we're working at different levels. Okay. Multitasking.
You know. Di mi se song ne yang xie song, da di tong da di ling zhe wa, kang xie sang xie gu su li ming ni, yin ni tong bu gu qing li ming, yin di ni bi ge jian da xie li zi ming ni, yin di yang lang zhou xing de ne yang gu qing li zi ming, kang xie sang xie gu ni pa qi ru du ma dang xie, kang xie di nang da wu ni ma xia pa du ka wa ming na ni ge yi sa ru, wo di xie kang xie da gu ni pa su xie yu ma ru wa, gu yi nang lo la da ka wa ming na ni ge yi sa ru, wo di xie yi sa ru wa, dong dong zhu xie na.
So I mean, the point here is that, you know, I mean, we don't want to, you know, lose our focus on meditation, which is Buddha's image, isn't it? So we have a general image. So by then we work on the different aspects of Buddha's image at different times, right? The face or the ears and the nose and the arms and the legs and the torso and whatever. That's okay because we are still within our focus, isn't it? You know, we are not thinking about something else, unrelated thing. We are still in our focus. But then once we are not getting that clarity, go back to hold the generic outline of the image of the Buddha.
Tīsī sīpa gōmdewa lā mārbō shāwa tāpū kato māngi bātā shūpi yībjīṃ gōmdewa lā hīngpi yīb shāwa tāpū yā māngi bā jī gōmdewa lā nī shāwa tāpū chāngu māngi bātā chāwa gōmdewa lā hīndu shūngā shāwa tāpū chāchū māngi bā shūngnā tētā jīsū nāng mīrūwī tāwē mīk bā kāngiñ bā tīkho nā lā mīdīn shāguwa sōs karsa desya duwa ye karsa tang gomde wal karsa kado sirwa o kado marwa gomde wal gomde ye ne me yang servo de karwa na dire dire je ndo ya ye de bu ge sha ni bi ge shu bi na ba gomde ne ya shang bi na ba de ke de che tang ji gomde ya ni so bi de shang ya de bu de ta sang lo dang de de sha ya yu sa ro che de tin de ka se sha so ne in ti ye ji zhen zhou jiao ma le ti ye se zi ko ne tang bu ka ba ke de sa ma da de ti ka na sha ta ba ti o ke shen ba le se
So the point that's being made here is, which we mentioned earlier, that we should, you know, stick to our original focus, right? However we defined it. Okay? And to begin with, if that image is golden color, yellow, in the middle don't change it into red or some other color, okay? Because that's not right. Okay? In the beginning we think of Buddha as sitting Buddha, now don't make him a standing Buddha, right? That's changing. Or in the beginning, we thought of like a pretty, you know, decent-sized Buddha. Now we make him huge, you know, Buddha, right? Don't change the size. Or that, you know, in the beginning, maybe we are just thinking one Buddha, but somehow our mind fabricates like two Buddha, three Buddha, multiple Buddhas. Like now we're looking at too many Buddhas, right? No. Okay? Just stick to one. Stick to the original color. Stick to the original size. You know, stick to the original image of the Buddha. So that's very important.
Ni ba de sim chi da de bi su le sum shi jiu mi bi lu xia ba dang jiu de ji bi lu xia ba dang tu yi se dian ba wo shi de da da mi gua de wo song sa zhe wa da da mi gua de de da ding yi de ju ju ti mi zhe wa de le sum ri zhe wa de le sum shi jiu mi bi lu xia ba rong lu de zhe wa jiu de ji bi lu xia wa shi de zang da yi ne ge sa
So now, having talked about our focus of meditation or different categories of focus of meditation, a couple of weeks ago, now we move into a different outline, which is the next page, which is supposed to be page 47, but it's understood unlabeled page. It's 47, called Focusing Your Mind. And how to focus your mind on the object of meditation. Yeah? This has three sub-points. The flawless method, eliminating flawed methods, and the length of sessions. Right. So we're going to talk about each of them. But, for example, we need to talk about, meditation, as we talked about earlier also, is attending to something. If we have put our mind into the state of thinking about nothing, well, that's a flaw, isn't it? Because meditation is thinking about something, not about nothing. Yeah. Or that, how long should we do our meditation session? At the beginning, maybe we do more like you would say quality sessions, shorter sessions, quality sessions. As we get better and better, we will prolong our sessions, right? So there's kind of the duration of the meditation varies according to our development and stages, right? So those are the things we are going to talk about.
Mikwal tsechik nebe nebe meto pe se necha dan den ba os ta dere karsa chung me be hit sa ting is ya de rwa o dere ka je sim tigu go do sim shin de se karsa chaba ni ni da da go de de da sim shin de se se je nga dan den ba ta se je nga se de de im de ka je sim pe Mikbal tambo jido go ko so jo so dere members go ka ji Mikbal sug de no shi lang so te na la te mo so so bi fuk che bo tambo ji go ra o te la se je ngar so ra ta Mikbal ti dang sem bu ge Mikbal de to ya de la ne ja se go ra o ti ni da se je ngar da ne ja ni ga bu go o ti de de so ne ni de ngi jo me cha ge se se
So as it's stated here, I read under the flawless method, the concentration that you will accomplish has two special features, vivid intensity, an intense mental clarity, and non-discursive stability, yes, staying one-pointedly on the object of meditation. So the calm abiding or shamatha they were trying to cultivate has two what we call salient features. One is called, in Tibetan, seche ngar, the vivid intensity. What this means is, it is as if our mind is really, has penetrated into the focus. In other words, our attention is really very tight and focused. It's not like kind of we're loosely holding on to something, right? It's that intensity, right? It's like we have, our mind is kind of absorbed into that, focused. Okay, it's penetrated into the focus. So now the relationship is very much intimate and established, isn't it? They're not going to be easily, separated because intensely involved in the focus. And the second one is, as we said, non-discursive stability or the clarity itself. Okay, and so those two are the distinctive features of shamatha once we have it.
Dil kaji dewa ne sum di xie la, xian da tang ba yang ne ne xir xie jang, tang ba ne xie bar tang bor ndui bi, su di mui mui gui la. So wa simpe nang ba jian ji, ga de ni gam di ru ba xie bi, ding in zi yin zhi bu lun xiong yang, sam di tam ba nye do yin di bi, ding in zi yin tang, sung di di mui xiong xing. Tik ba sung ge yong di zhi bi, ding la, xio di sung bi, sam di xie, Samde hibe dingin zin yang, lute de simde kanyang, kandan yang, sungde du minjung ye, sindir ma chong so, tatata, jerubo jik kishu yinne sharwa, kaji jik se tegal ya dewa ni kishu sumde yin sikha, kaji jik se tegal ya ene karsa, tenda, 당발에 그 당원이네 어디에 히든 시기도스 제 이제 대 당원의 내고 말 되게 세제 말세야 뒤 돈다 되는 레미기 터벅해 말 세제 말세 때 당자선 직발에 예스로 더 대화내서야 되는 소화 대화께서래디 소화 대화디 단다 anything is it 하고 신이 되버거든 소화 대화 럽렉터요 말스 다디 엠벌레 Kerja gawas ya, tinggal tu top nilai korang,
sebab
tak ada nilai orang, sebab tinggal tu gundi tu ya dengan yang mendung semua korang. Masih ni ni, tanda, tanda langkung bersim dia tu, ya hidup tu sampai hebat, nuzul ni, terlalu ni dewa juga ya malah sih, sebab kau capsi macam mendung sih, dia jadi ni sih, ini kerja ni tu macam tu sih, ini dewa ni ya, tangsan ni ya, dia gua mendung semua sih.
So what Jerembuja has talked about, that the kind of concentration or samadhi or that we are cultivating has two salient features. That is the, you know, intense vividness and non-discursive stability, okay, and clarity. But then some people said, well, there's more to that. What about the bliss? Okay. And some other says, no, there's more still. There's something, you know... Here they translate out limpidity, you know, the Tibetan word is tangwa, which we would usually call clarity or vividness. But clarity and vividness pretty much go to the same way. Yeah, so we said that goes together, so it's okay. Now in terms of the bliss experience, well, when we cultivate calm abiding, we go to the mental development stages, we really don't experience bliss per se, because bliss comes later on, isn't it? Once we have the real serenity or calm abiding, then we have the ecstasy or the blissful experience. That's more later on. Okay, so every kind of concentration does not involve experience of bliss. And the best example given is when we look through the literature, is when we cultivate what we call the actual stage of the concentration of the fourth level samadhi, right? That's a very amazing state of mind, single-pointed. But that's not a blissful experience, okay? So that says that every samadhi does not involve bliss. So you should not add bliss as a characteristic of samadhi, because if it is a characteristic of samadhi, it should pervade all kinds of samadhi, isn't it? But that's not the way. Yeah, so Jerembuja says there are only two what called pervasive features of concentration, which are, you know, intense vividness and stable clarity.
Seje ngar kshewa yang sumi gidibi tingin zinga hile mejang dode gine sumi pangbe samden dang shesung batar changsum antoban gashu mado pa Madoba, Shangsun Nam Sandeji, Sidibe, Tingin the Ten, Yonder Juba, Juba, Sumbe, Seve Cheval, Cheval, Jomu, Tosta, and that in a German did got Tingin the Chagamu, that Zumus Jedua, and in the Sejan Rasia, the ancient Dumaras, Sumi seems to test them in the Sunday, no, Sejan Ariomara, seem to be Tumbo Yomara, Sena, Tikoyomara, Sumi.
中国要么的现在谈到现在的主小日子被浪住的，小日子被浪住的，三点忙下被昂腾的，跑龙头三点的，新刚刚昂九三么？天眼里呀，因为三点什么要休息我了，现在三点什么样的现在下午，现在这个三点我现在中央么的是抵抗的，到底今年来的话，到底这个是小日子么都是，什么做点个么的事，三点什么点的浪工不的事，送的啊，到底是。嗯，看皮子得少么了，看。
我那是，那是。
Let me read that portion. While some of the concentrations on the formless levels lack highly vivid intensity, there's nothing wrong with presenting vividness as one of these two features. For Maitreya's ornament from Mahayana Sutra refers to meditative stabilization other than the formless realm. This means that bodhisattvas, except for some powerful bodhisattvas, achieve good qualities by relying on concentrations within the levels of meditative stabilization. I know that's all very technical. So the explanation given is, so when Jerembuja says that the concentration, in general, we can say, has those two features, the vivid intensity, right? Then some come back and critique that. Oh, what about the states of minds in the formless realms of existence, right? They have certain kind of a concentration, but that doesn't have a vivid intensity. Yeah. And so he says, while we are really not talking about them per se, we're talking within the context of bodhisattvas, right, path and practice. So bodhisattvas really do not cultivate the mind of the formless realm of existence. Bodhisattvas try to cultivate the concentrations of the four stages of dhyana stage, right, in order to make spiritual progress. So in that context, concentration has vivid intensity. So that's okay. Okay, so we are not talking about the formless state of mind. And I request the Geshe-la to stop there today, because I know many of you have taken the one-day Mahayana precepts. We rejoice in your vows, and you need to start kind of your lunch, before 2 hours, right? Then you can finish up whenever you want to finish it off. So Geshe-la is always excited to receive questions from you, but we have to skip that part, because we have prayers to do. So we are... I think I have a suggestion. We will do the quick return prayer in Tibetan ourselves, right? So why don't the analyst start off with English and then followed by the Vietnamese? Okay, so that way time management, works well for us. Okay. Is that working?
And Supreme Teacher, Shirodana Sangha, oh, the 17 Masters and Adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga, and so on, O Dipankara, as well as Sovereign Father Sankhapa, glorious of here today. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray we turn gloriously to propagate the teaching of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings, engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages, think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of life and generations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May a reincarnation appear soon as a snooze or O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable greatness. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dhamma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dhamma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dhamma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as the great Dharma King who will be known in all directions for smashing the mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of your three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism. His eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regard to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent rising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of
our pure thoughts and emotions, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô song cú độ chí tôn bổn sư Tịnh Phạn Thái tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng long thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dipakara cùng Tôn Cô Pha Tôn Vương Tử Phụ, quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tiền ban truyền phước nhủ, thênh thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến tánh đẳng giác. Ngài đã siêu việt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn sư quang viên tứ chúng thỉnh cầu gót sen lễ lại, xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp lô sang, bằng sự thắt chặt đa giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tử viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tin chuyên hành trì dư già mật định nhị phần chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ trao đảo khôn ngôn mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành phước nguồn tứ chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phổ hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ hệ bi tịnh phổ rạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời. Niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo. Ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, chăm hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài chối nhòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi. Ngài từng trước Phật thệ nghi, hứa luôn hằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, tùy bi mái chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, khế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kiến, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hằng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nức lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, sen hé nhụy hương lên pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Guru Radna Mandala Ganiyandayo.